You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and happy almost 4th of July. Today is going to be our last episode of the week with the markets closed tomorrow on July 3rd. So for Thursday, July 2nd, we'll get into the daily news and insights in just a second. Headlines for today: Tesla rally rides into the weekend and the job report drives market optimism. Here is your daily financial news summary for Thursday, July 2nd. As a side note, we're only going to do the news today. We won't do a trend, giving the writers a little bit of a break as we head into the long weekend, since the markets will be closed tomorrow, Friday, July 3rd. So the final trading day of the week ended in the positives for major indexes. The Dow Jones rose by 0.36%, the S&P 500 by 0.45%, and the NASDAQ by 0.52%. The NASDAQ hit an intraday high as well as a record closing high today. The Dow Jones gained 3.9% this week, while the S&P 500 was up by over 4% this week, and the NASDAQ saw increases of 5.2% this week. Economists are predicting that the employment level in certain industries will never return to what it was before COVID-19. This includes the retail, leisure, hospitality, and bar and restaurant industries. Moderna released new information today that their potential COVID-19 vaccine trials will be delayed. Moderna had previously released results from its early stage trial showing positive changes in COVID-19 patients. Now the late stage trial will be delayed to an unknown time frame. Shares of the company were down by over 6% today. Tesla increased in value again today as the company outperformed analysts' expectations. The company has delivered close to 90,650 vehicles in the second quarter compared to the expected 72,000 deliveries. New cases of COVID-19 continue to rise across the country. Florida has reported an increase of 10,109 new cases on Thursday, which is the largest single-day climb yet. New York has decided to postpone its plans to reopen indoor dining. California has also been forced to pause reopening indoor activities as thousands of new cases are being reported every day. The June U.S. jobs report was released Thursday, early due to the 4th of July holiday. 4.8 million non-farm jobs were added to the economy within the month. In addition to this, the unemployment rate fell back down to 11.1%. This was much better than the previous predictions. Economists had expected an increase in jobs of 2.9 million and an unemployment rate of 12.4%. For the week ending June 27th, the number of Americans filing for unemployment rose by 1.427 million. This is a greater number than was expected. The expectation from economists was that the number would be closer to 1.38 million. Lemonade, a home insurance company, opened for trading on the New York Stock Exchange today. Its initial IPO price was $29 per share, but this rose to $50.06 per share, nearly a 73% increase. 11 million shares were sold during the company's IPO, which resulted in a gain of $319 million. Avis Budget Cars rose by 6% in pre-market trading today. The stock had been upgraded to overweight by a representative from Morgan Stanley. He spoke about the car rental company and how it is recovering quicker than expected. During trading hours throughout the day, Avis Budget continued to rise to gain closer to 17% on the day. President Trump spoke at a press conference today about the jump in job increases that occurred last month. He said, quote, "Today's announcement proves that our economy is roaring back. It's coming back extremely strong. We have some areas where we're putting out the flames of the fires. I think it's working out very well," end quote. And that's a wrap for today's episode. We're cutting it a little short, not doing a trend today. So thank you for joining us. Enjoy your long weekend and have a very safe and happy 4th of July weekend. We'll resume recording and publishing on Monday, July 6th. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast, and by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.